You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review for the week. Yeah, there's been so many great podcasts from Rogan recently. One I really was excited to delve into is Dr. Rhonda Patrick, 1178. A little bit of background about this podcast. This is like an homage to what Joe has done. And it's really a podcast for people that truly have been inspired by him. And just kind of to speak to that inspiration. Sometimes I'll just do it on my own, like today. Other times I have guests and bringing on people that are fans and have had a really positive impact from his podcast is what it's all about. And also giving you a bit of a breakdown of some of the questions I had, some of the thoughts I had, and my guests. It's always that way. Like, if you've listened to his podcast for a long time, oftentimes you'll be listening and you'll think of things to expand on or just other questions, and I just wanted to put a voice to that. So this is what this is, okay? Dr. Rhonda Patrick, obviously, bit of a legend staple on JRA. She is great. She has a PhD in, I believe, like biomedical research or biology. So she knows a lot about what's going on in the body, and she studies it a lot. She's always following the data, and she comes on Joe Rogan, and you know the running joke is you better get your notepads, boys. So I always like it. My background is biochemistry, so you know I'm like a thousand times dumber than she is still, but I do really enjoy just kind of how she breaks things down, and more importantly, how she's bringing, you know, some good science and some good knowledge to, you know, all the types of meatheads that listen to Joe Rogan. So, yeah, they open up with some of the most fascinating bits of discussion when it comes to health, and that's your microbiome, which is like your gut bacteria, right? And what's weird about that is you have more bacteria in your stomach than you do cells in your whole body, because they're way smaller than the cells. They're single-celled organisms, but much smaller than our cells. So you can just fit so many more in there. There's trillions. And they're all eating and consuming and living and interacting. And they make, they really, you know, without them, we wouldn't live. You have to have them to digest all your food. And you get them from places like yogurt, kimchi, sauerkraut, kombucha, kefir. There's a lot of different places you can get good probiotics, is what they're called. So there's huge positive benefits, because when you have a really healthy gut flora, your body is responding better. You're making neurotransmitters. A lot of the neurotransmitters that basically things that your brain uses to function come from your gut, and there's a bit of a connection between your stomach and your brain, so that's almost like they're communicating. So you want to take good care of that to keep your head running well, I guess. So yeah, I mean, the message there is make sure you're consuming some good probiotics. You know, I sometimes do my own kombucha. Making that's pretty easy, or you can just buy it. It's cheap, and they do some like good. Kavita has a kind of kefir, which is another type of probiotic that you can consume. It's pretty cheap and pretty delicious. Another thing they talked about is fasting. Fasting and intermittent fasting is getting a lot of press, but again, when it's coming from Dr. Rhonda Patrick, it's not anecdotal. She's talking about things that she's looked into, that she's tried, that have been tested and peer reviewed, and so fasting is something else that's important. Other than intermittent fasting, which I did when I was doing ketogenics, I haven't done a lot of that. I haven't gone like days and days without eating food. It sounds awful. Maybe I could try it, but I just don't feel very motivated to. But the intermittent fasting is good. So that's about keeping all your food consumption within a window of like 8 hours. And you can vary it, but supposedly there's some huge benefits just with how your body works and functions and your glucose levels and all those kind of fun things. So that's something interesting to play with. And they are talking about how if you fast for a few days, your organs have a chance to kind of like regrow, which is pretty fascinating. I mean, there's definitely some great benefits in there for people that are fasting. I mean, kind of like rejuvenating your organs as a whole. And, you know, they are working hard. Your organs are constantly digesting all the crappy food that we eat. So it's a good idea to give them a bit of a chance. And it also puts your body in a state that helps kill cancer cells by fasting. Because fasting stops your body using glucose and you kind of go into ketosis. So using ketones to function. And cancer cells don't work very well under those conditions. So that's something pretty fascinating as well. The next big one that they jump into is meat. Meat eaters. These carnivore diets. So if you listen to Michaela Peterson, Jordan Peterson's daughter, who came on recently, who is all about the carnivore diet. You know, things are working well for her, but Joe wanted to know what's the science behind it. And there's not a lot of science, not a lot of good science research done, and a lot of it's anecdotal. So, you know, how safe is it? And what are the long-term effects? And they talk a lot about not having vegetables. And Joe's like, fuck that. I love vegetables. I eat a lot of them. I don't know how smart it sounds to not have vegetables. So it's really interesting. And then, I mean, I think the big thing that they jump onto there is that, you know, it's kind of creating these teams, like the vegan team and the carnival team. And it's almost making it like a bit of a religious camp where dialogue breaks down and people get frustrated at each other and they're attacking each other online. And, you know, all anyone's trying to do is just find what works well. And I think the real question is, like, people are different, you know, so the different diets for different people. Really what looks good and seems safe is ketogenics. That one has been studied a ton because a lot of research was done on people with epilepsy or seizures and things back in the day. I think it was epilepsy mainly. And ketogenics helps with that. So it helps reduce that. And therefore, they studied it. And they put a lot of science into it because they were really struggling to find anything else that works. And by studying that since like the 70s all the way till now, they have a lot of different studies. And they also have like longitudinal studies. Wait, is that a word? Long time studies where, you know, they see that it's fairly safe over long periods of time and there could be other good benefits. So, not to say if you're so sick or if you have chronic autoimmune that you shouldn't go out on the fringes. I mean, if you try ketogenic, which is well researched, and it doesn't help you and you're still struggling from bad psoriasis or maybe some other degenerative diseases that like Michaela Peterson suffers from, then, you know, try what you need to, right? It's your body, do what you want. But if you can, try and also stick to the studies, because if we're just ignoring science, then, you know, you're kind of in a bad place. And they talk a little bit about the placebo effect. Now, the placebo effect obviously is something, it's like a sugar pill, but if you believe it, it works. So it's like 50% added benefit. And it's real. It can be tested. But it also works better if people have more dopamine in their brain, which is fascinating because when you don't and you're given placebo, the opposite happens. And it's something called nocebo, the nocebo effect. And that's a cool term that they talked about. Dr. Rhonda Patrick was talking. I'd never heard that term. I didn't realize there was an opposite. But it kind of makes sense, right? If you're super negative or just like depressed all the time, you think that you'll be the 50% that the placebo doesn't help. And I found that pretty fascinating as well. She kind of wraps up it working into her old message, which is broccoli sprouts. If you've heard Dr. Rhonda Patrick before, you know she talks about that. And that is because of a substance in there called sulforaphane. And sulforaphane is pretty fantastic for detoxifying your body, for balancing out your... I don't think it had hormonal effects, but it does help with your glycemic index. And really, mainly, it's like a detoxification factor. And I think something very much so to do with antioxidant help. And she talks about it a lot. It's very complicated what sulforaphane is doing. I don't think it actually even has sulforaphane in it. I think it just has things that are precursors that help your body create it. Sulforaphane can get hexane out of your body. And if you don't know what hexane is kind of a molecule shape that is in a lot of ways man-made, a lot of the time, and it's in a lot of just different kind of toxic things that get into our system. And the point is, it's something that your body really struggles to break down. So it just builds up. And we know it's not good, but not many other things get rid of it. And sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts, if you eat a good dose, and you can make your own broccoli sprouts, I've done it, it's a piece of cake. You just pour sprouts in a jar, add water and put a lid on it and put it in the cupboard and they start growing. And they're pretty delicious. They're kind of like peppery little sprouts. But they can remove up to 40% of the hexane in your body in just a few doses. So they're, you know, it's like a half-life thing. They're always able to remove that. And mustard powder is another thing that you can add to foods and helps that. But it also lowers anxiety, she was saying, which is pretty fascinating. You know, I'm always down for anything that lowers anxiety. You know, I don't get a lot of it, but it, you know, it's there. And it's always, you know, it's only useful to a point. It's kind of motivating to have a little bit of anxiety sometimes. But a lot is just debilitating. So forget all that nonsense. The last two things they talk about were quite funny. They were looking at this thing where men go through labor. It like simulates that. So they put like electrodes on you, I guess, and kind of zap men. Just to show men how fucking difficult it is and remind them that, you know, men can be bitches too. I don't mean it like that. Not like they can be women, but they can be people that fall apart under the pressure of pain is what I mean. And that's significant because I don't think we give women enough credit for how difficult it is to give birth and how painful it is and how strong they have to be to do it. And, you know, a lot of these guys that were doing it were like strong men that think they're tough, but really they just fell apart. So, you know, that's it. And then he ended up with trying to persuade Rhonda Patrick to do float tanks, like Float Lab and those deprivation chambers. I do those. I do the one in Venice. I love it. Pretty sure that Joe Rogan is like invested in that company. I don't know. But either way, it's bomb. It chills you out. It's super cool. It's really relaxing. I only see massive benefits from it when it just comes to like how peaceful I feel about things that usually really piss me off. So yeah, it was a great podcast. Listen to it. Don't get too overwhelmed with like how much information is in there. Just take what you can, you know, just get on with your day and take what you can. And just remember, like, as a bit of a review, eat good probiotics in like kombucha or sauerkraut or yogurt. Consider fasting, either intermittent fasting or, you know, just knock off a few days. Ketogenic diet, which is the high-fat diet, looks pretty safe if you're having some real health problems. And lastly, get some broccoli sprouts, people. They're pretty fucking delicious. So thanks a lot, and love you guys. Talk to you soon. Peace.